Hello and good afternoon to the Shakespearean world.
This is the Equivocation Station.
And today we're going to be talking about equivocations in the play Macbeth, written by the playwright William Shakespeare in 1606.
The play Macbeth is about a man named Macbeth who is growing in class as he defeats enemies and is very loyal to the kingdom.
He is given a prophecy by the Weird Sisters, which he takes to heart and leads him to becoming evil by first murdering King Duncan and then framing his guards into looking as if they did so.
He continues his evil streak with the help of his wife, Lady Macbeth, eventually leading him to betray his best friend, and the story concludes with Macbeth and Lady Macbeth dying and the son of the former King Duncan becoming king.
For those of you who are new to our station, an equivocation is the play on words to conceal the truth.
Throughout the play, these equivocations are used to portray contradictions and to hide the true meaning of what a character may say.
For example, when the Weird Sisters are talking about the next time they meet, they exit using the phrase, "Fair is foul and foul is fair."
However, if we analyze this quote, we know that they are actually meaning that they will meet when something is good and bad at the same time. For our first interview, we will be talking to Fleance, the son of Banquo.
Fleance, how was your life before your father was murdered?
My life was pretty great until it happened. My father was teaching me all about royalty and how I might be a king one day. But now, I know that's never going to happen.
What happened after?
I was heartbroken. I had just watched my father die in front of me. But that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was finding out that it was ordered to be done by Macbeth, my father's best friend. Or so we thought. We were loyal to him. It was his insane paranoia about the prophecy that led him to do this.
Could you tell us the prophecy?
Lesser than Macbeth, and greater. Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none.
Thank you for your time, Fleance.
Of course.
So we learned from Fleance that equivocations can sound like saying the complete opposite, yet actually mean one message, and that sometimes these messages can drive people to do crazy things.
Very true. One must be careful when using equivocations, and be sure that you're conveying the right message. If not, you can hurt the people around you, physically and emotionally.
But when equivocations are used properly, they can enhance your literature and help convey a message.
I agree. They are a very good form of figurative language if used properly. However, it can be hard to know how to use them properly if you're not taught right.
Our next interview is one of the Weird Sisters. With all of their spell brewing and prophecy telling, we could only manage to get one to sit down with us today.
Weird Sister. When Banquo used the equivocation, oftentimes to win us our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths. Win us with honest trifles to portray the in-deepest consequences. Is this to warn Macbeth that you might be tricking him? What exactly is he saying?
Well, obviously, that meant that often the advocates of darkness use the truth to get you to lie to your consciousness, to go against what you believe in.
I see. I would like to know why you chose to gift Macbeth his prophecy and why you didn't think Banquo's warning was much of a threat.
Well, we decided to give Macbeth his prophecy because that is what the force of magic directed us to do. However, we did not worry about Banquo's warning because the prophecy's effect on Macbeth were quite predictable. Macbeth was greedy and selfish, and oh boy, Macbeth convincing him to kill Duncan, that was really something. But no, seriously. We knew what his actions would be after we gifted him the prophecy.
If you knew his actions, does that mean all along that you were the third mysterious murderer who let Fleance escape?
Now, I can't say it was me, but how about a wink and no comment?
Thank you, Weird Sister, for your time. It was a pleasure having you.
Back to our main topic, though, equivocations. What can we learn from them?
Well, from the interview with the weird sister, we know that if misinterpreted, the actions of the misinterpreter can be dire.
I think we have covered just about all of it, so let's sum it up for the audience.
Overall, the equivocation was a prominent motif that truly portrayed the self-inflicting ideas that, when used or misinterpreted, can result in bad actions, such as the witch's prophecies.
Exactly. The witch's prophecies were misinterpreted by Macbeth, and that led him and Lady Macbeth to do some horrible deeds that ultimately resulted in their own demise.
All right, guys. That is it for today's show. We hope y'all learned something and enjoyed doing it. On our next episode, we will be covering how to properly use and format an equivocation so that you can avoid things like the story of Macbeth.
And, as always,
Equivocation Station, out.